Hi there, friends. Welcome back to another one of my toy reviews. I'm really excited about this one today just because it is kind of a really unique toy. So today I am reviewing a model called Slavermaw from a company called Wicked Hunt. Just really quickly about Wicked Hunt, from my understanding, they are fairly new in the toy scene, and I do believe it is a one-person operation, and they are making beautiful, insane sculpts. So, Slavermaw has been a really popular model since it hit the market. He's quite a unique-looking boy. Bad Dragon has a Maw toy called Winston's Tongue, I believe, and it's cute. It's got like the dragon maw, and then you've got a tongue, and the tongue's kind of a like a tentacle. There isn't a ton of detail on it beyond the sculpt itself. The Slavermaw, on the other hand. And there'll be pictures of it in my profile for people who are more visual. Slavermaw is a dragon tongue toy, a lot like the one that Bad Dragon has, except the entire thing is sculpted to a crazy amount of detail. You start with a tongue that's about 8 or 9 inches long. One day I'll come with numbers, but, longer than my hand, at least, and he starts with about an inch worth of barbed tongue. So you have two little kind of nubbly pointy bits there that will poke you from the inside real good. And then the tongue is wildly sculpted. There's a lot of different ridges and bumps, and on the top of the tongue, where the taste buds would be, this guy has taste buds, but they are sizable, and when I run my hand over them, I can feel them rippling. Perhaps you can hear them. I don't know if you can hear that, but they're quite pronounced. They run all the way down the tongue. The tongue gets wider and thicker towards the base. There's a short period where there's no taste buds, and then they start up again in a spot where you could grind onto, or you could just keep shoving it in. The dragon maw part, like the mouth, is also really beautifully sculpted. If I hold it the right way, I can do like chomping motions with it, which is fun and cute and lets you know kind of how squishy and flexible that mouth part is. So the nose comes out about 2.5 inches over the tongue, but it flexes down in a way to get out of the way really easily. And it's also kind of a nice handhold for when it comes time to do thrusting. So I guess to be clear on my experience with this toy, I have had it for a couple months now. The first time I used it, I wasn't really sure what I thought of it. It is a soft firmness, so he can be a little bit floppy. And I kind of put him aside for a little bit and just thought about him. And then when I came back to him the other day, I kind of had worked out some of the methodology to using him. And I was pleasantly surprised with how fun he could be. So I figured where to start. I have been a bit more active today, so I am not starting with a tight, fresh pussy, but it'll be tight enough, it'll be fresh enough, it'll be just fine. I guess we'll see how this guy goes. There isn't a knot on this one for me to fight with, so it might just be a matter of going until I feel like I'm good. I think we're going to try without lube again because I like a challenge and I think we'll be just fine. Yeah, so without further ado, I think we will get into the use portion of the review. So I come back to the head is... The tip of it has those pointy barbs, which can be a little bit awkward to get started, but once they're in, they're not that much of a problem. And the nice thing about the way this toy is designed is, it's not going to be quite as much of a fight to get it all in, I don't think, but I guess we'll see. I do come to the bumps on his tongue. When you're first trying to get him in, like, he's a textury, ribby... He's got a lot going on. There's a lot that's kind of initially working against you as you get him in, but that means that it works with you on the way out. Like, I don't want to make anyone feel bad, but I don't think you can tongue me as deep as this guy can. And one thing that's kind of neat with him is he does make a lot of fun noises because of all those textures. Only really working with the top half of the head right now, shaft head, before the portion where the taste buds stop. And I think I come back to, because mine's a soft, he can be a little bit floppy initially, which is not always my favorite in a toy. But at the same time, a person could just grind on this one. I come back again to the textures of everything are really nice, so it's I don't even really need to have that much in me to really enjoy myself. And, oh, yes. The really nice thing about the taste buds lower down is I can grind my clit on them if I want to and get that licking sensation, I guess, that really ribby... Oh, fuck. So good. I like that on this one I can get a little bit of momentum going. It's really nice to be able to get a bit of momentum going, so it's not just shoving in all the time. I think I'm gonna switch up positions a little bit, and right now I'm on my back, missionary-ish style. You know, the traditional porn. Okay, we need to switch positions. God damn it. It just, so I think I'm going to try the grinding position that I did with Pluto. So this guy is longer than the other one. And it's a different kind of situation where Pluto, I was kind of trying to jam myself down, whereas this one I can rock a bit. I come back again to that tonguey bit, and that maw bit are kind of great to grind a clit on. I think if you wanted to use this guy for anal, he'd be intense, but that's kind of what we're looking for, isn't it? I do find I'm slowly working him in, and I honestly, I think this is the first time I've taken him quite this deep. Because the tongue can bend a bit, it almost feels like it is bent in a bit, and it's pressing into me. And I don't have any complaints at this point in time, except for the fact that he's an intense boy. I guess a part of it is the way it's designed. There's a lot of space. There's a lot of spots for lips that grip. To grip onto, you know? And it's, oh, yes. Oh, fuck, was I saying something? Ridges. I clench down to pull them out. I just have a lot of different things to hold on to. A lot of different sensations. Oh, because he's. because he's kind of got a top and a bottom. Flip him over for a minute, like he's eating me out from the back, and see how that works for me. Besides the fact that the snout part of the maw keeps slapping my ass a bit. I think I almost prefer it this way. Oh, I can. It's like he's licking right into me. Nice and deep. Stop it. Just because those ridges are like hitting a really good spot. When I first started playing with him, I always had a little bit of a pinchy feeling inside, maybe from the prongy tongue, but it's really not. It's like just getting used to it. And now he's in and it feels so fucking good. Give him an A plus. They make really the Wicked Hunt makes some really beautiful pours. They make some really cool experimental pours sometimes. The sculpt on this guy is absolutely fucking insane. If you wanted to buy him just to have a piece of silicone art in your house, like legitimate art, it would work for that. He's definitely a little bit of a challenge in regards to texture, but I kind of like it, so I'm into it. If you're more of a soft, smooth kind of person, he's probably not for you. But, stop. A plus, real good sculpt, real fucking awesome creator. they're kind of hard to get a hold of right now. Because they're so new. They're. If you're into toys, it is probably something you might want to look into. When I say toys, I mean like fantasy silicone cocks. I had to stop. The sculpt is wild. He's my guy's real squishy, real cute. I love him. I want to make out with him, but he's just a little bit too aggressive sometimes. But we touch tips on the regular, and I think he's a pretty fucking cool dude all around. He might look a little spooky, but you know, he's just gonna give you sweet kisses in the fucking deepest parts of your body. Anyway, that's what I have to say about Slavermaw from The Wicked Hunt. And I hope you have found this useful in some way. I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good one, guys. Stay frosty.